Body drama. Most of us women and plenty of men have had it. It's when you take a pinch of spare tire and say, it has got to go, or wish you had more muscle or a little more junk in the trunk. And sometimes it's not just a question of how you look, it's often about how you feel about yourself. Just ask former Miss Virginia Nancy Amanda Redd. Her new book, targeted at teens, is Body Drama. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So let's start out with your story. You had your own teen body drama, and then you went on to become Miss Virginia. How did those two things fit together? Did you have an epiphany, or were you struggling even as you went into the beauty pageant world?
Even when I was pretty comfortable with myself as a teenager in Southern Virginia without a lot of weight issues or body issues, I still was worried about the normal functions that I felt were gross and stinky with my body. And then I went into the pageant and I took the challenge of winning the swimsuit competition and focusing so much. As I came down from all of that and was just a normal woman again, I realized at no point was I any more comfortable with my body or who I was. And I realized that this is just an issue all women face. In today's society, it's almost impossible to have a real conversation about what a natural, normal body looks like because there are no representations of us out there. So I kind of wanted, with body drama, to make a difference and to give women actual opportunities to see what we actually look like.
You are quoted as saying that you love pages 246 and 247 in your book, and that's a two-page spread of young nude ladies with all kinds of body types, and they're posed in this very no-nonsense, you know, kind of like I am woman, hear me roar pose. You also have pictures of vulvas, and I think that for a lot of people, it's like, well, I don't really want to see my own, let alone anybody else's. How do you deal with that kind of a reaction to your book?
That reaction is exactly what I want to change. It's like an ear or a nose. We need to be able to be comfortable with the bodies we have for a variety of reasons, so we can actually love ourselves and build our self-esteem, but also so we'll know when something's wrong. If you'll think just back 50 years ago, if you had breast cancer, it was the most shameful, embarrassing thing, because the concept of touching your breast or feeling your body was just abnormal. But we've shifted with that. And now it's okay to talk about breast exams. It's okay to have a hook in the shower just telling you to touch your breast at least once a month to make sure that you're natural and normal. And I think that's important, not only in the situation of cancer with your breasts, but you also need to know with the prevalence of STIs, we need to know what's going on with our bodies.
Let me just unpack that. STI, sexually transmitted infection?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got a lot of diversity in the book, people of all races. Did you make a choice as to how to portray not just body size diversity or issue diversity, but also racial diversity?
Well, absolutely. I think that it's very important for a variety of reasons. Number one, women need to be able to see themselves in print. So I made sure to include Asian women, Indian women, Black women, Hispanic women, white women, all shapes and sizes and with all different types of bodies. Not just super skinny, not just very large, but everybody in between. Flat butts, big boobs, little boobs, everything in body drama. And I did that because we want to see ourselves, but we're also really curious about what other people look like. And it's that information and acknowledgement that can really help us get over our own body drama by seeing, oh, wow, I hear this from all the girls who look at the book. Oh, okay, my boobs aren't that bad after all. And I take that to mean that women are sitting around looking in the mirror and then looking at the airbrushed magazines and looking at the surgically enhanced pornography. And when you see actual real representations of bumpy nipples, of large areola, of imperfect sizes where one is bigger than the other, then you can look in the mirror and say, all right, well, actually, I am normal.
You also went to Harvard University. You're not someone who only existed in the world of beauty. You've also been in the world of academia. How did you go about deciding that you were going to do something that was this involved, and how did you actually make it happen?
Well, I was women's studies in college, and that was a really wonderful choice for me to make when I was a sophomore and decided to major, because growing up in Southern Virginia, it was really important to me to be a strong woman. In my family, that was very much of an issue. And women's studies really helped me determine what mattered to me and what didn't. And so, yeah, when I came out and then I served after 4 years, Miss Virginia, I was 24 years old and I was sitting in up Midtown, New York, in my studio apartment, and I wanted to do something that could make a difference. Because like I said, I kind of came to the realization, well, at no size, I could be a 0, I could be an 8, I could be a 10, and I'm still kind of just, you know, worrying about my body issues. So I wanted to come up with something. So I spent the last 2.5 years, I was at every photo shoot, I art directed every picture, I put the tattoo on the pubic area, I put the skid mark on the underwear, and because I decided something needed to be done, and it would take a lot of time to do it indeed. And the best thing that I've heard from other women is that they're interested in working out what America's going through with women's bodies as well. They want to take a stand and fight for larger models, to fight for less airbrushing representation, to fight for more reality.
But, you know, when you think about your life in the world of beauty and the fact that you were someone who won the swimsuit competition in the 2004 Miss America contest, which is huge. And you were out there in front of millions of people watching you on television.
Well, that's the whole thing. I've been on so many sides of this. I've been watching the pageant, wanting to look like that girl. I've been that girl, and now I'm just a regular person. And even in, I think what's important for women to realize, that girl up on the stage with the makeup on her legs and her stomach sucked in and high heels on with the bathing suit has just as many insecurities about what's going on in her body as the girl watching the television. And that's why I just decided to take one for the team and put my own issues out there and to talk about how I felt during this whole thing and to talk about how I feel now and how I felt when I was a teen and how we all deal with body drama, regardless of your situation in life. And that was really important to me because everything is so accessible to even younger and younger ages now, that 15-year-olds are expected to have on $400 jeans and $500 pumps and carry $600 bags and wear push-up bras and have their lip waxed and wear tons of makeup at such early ages. And they're directly comparing themselves to the magazines at all time. It's not just a fun, oh, that's really interesting. It's, oh, if I don't look like that, I'm ugly.
Nancy, thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy Amanda Redd is the author of Body Drama from Gotham Books. She spoke with us from NPR's New York Bureau.